This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Inauguration days are natural pivot points in American history, but for some Americans, they're even a bit more special. A couple of months ago, we teamed up with the Annenberg School at the University of Southern California to find people who were born on inauguration days gone by, and we asked them their thoughts about America in their lifetimes.
Hi, my name is Matthew Wood. I'm a sophomore at Concordia University, Irvine, and I'm from Glendale, Arizona. I was born in Seoul, South Korea, on January 20th, 1993. As far as I know, my birth mom, she really couldn't, like, support a child. And then about 6 months into my birth, my real parents from the U.S., they looked into adopting someone from Korea. And so it just happened to be me.
My name is Kira McDonough, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And this is my son, Ronan Godo.
Hi.
And Ronan is going to be turning 4 on January 20th.
I've always wondered really what life would be like if I stayed in South Korea. It would be a lot more of school in my life, a lot more probably rigorous study than it would be here in the U.S.
I'm Robert Olin Butler, and I'm a novelist, short story writer, and I was born on January 20th, 1945, the day that Franklin Roosevelt was inaugurated for the last time.
And while I was in labor, we were watching the inauguration. And Ronan actually came out when the Star Spangled Banner was playing in the room. So we kind of consider it his birth song.
The happenstance of my birthday has really influenced my work in some basic ways.
My name is Christopher Ashcraft. I was born on January 20th, 1985, the day Ronald Reagan was inaugurated for his second term.
My Pulitzer Prize book, called A Good Send from a Strange Mountain, I went to Vietnam as a member of the U.S. Army. And ultimately, my book is really about all the Vietnamese who came to the United States and that reassessment of self to become somebody that you were not before in a new land. And it was a way for me to see who we are as Americans.
Yeah, it was definitely very exciting, first time being able to vote. I voted for Mitt Romney, and even though the person I chose didn't get in the office, it was still just a very memorable experience. Obviously, I didn't vote for Obama, but I wish him best of luck because he's still our president, and you know, I just hope that going forward he can help boost this country back up and hopefully provide opportunities for everyone.
I do travel for my job, and I mean, even outside of work, I always try to travel. And my dad, he asked me why I would want to leave the United States where I have everything I could ever want.
It is of concern to me that Ronan, how is he going to be able to attend a university and make it affordable? It's getting so much more expensive.
You know, I can't say I'm optimistic at this point. The economic collapse really affected me. I've moved back in with my parents twice. I know a lot of my friends have too. After degrees, they've taken unpaid internships for months and months, just kind of struggling to get by.
My feeling is that we have lost track of what democracy is all about. And certainly this has its effect on the economy as well. I mean, if there's anything that the Constitutional Fathers understood is everyone gives something in order to live with those who have a different opinion.
People are kind of saying like, oh my gosh, America is going down the drain, but we've gone through a lot worse than this.
John Haas produced that piece for us. All of our inauguration coverage is online. Profiles of people born on inauguration days, a timeline of notable firsts in inauguration history, and a series of essays about a subject near and dear to the Obama's heart, hope, from authors like Jeffrey Genetes. It's at marketplace.org.